Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Chav Zayin, Bechoros 27a, pagination is 53. We're starting about 12 lines from the top. In the middle of the line, Omar Rava. And the link that we have over here is that the Gemara mentioned a concept in explaining the Mishnah called Kohen Misayeya Beves HaGranos, a Kohen who's helping in the granary, and that he's getting the gifts that are to be given to the Kohen exclusively because of the assistance that he's providing. And he is therefore, on some level, stealing from other Kohanim, and he is paying for the Truma payment by helping out. We have to back up here a little and just appreciate the financial dynamics. The Yisrael doesn't have much to do with the Truma because he's not a Kohen and he can't eat it. On the other hand, the different Kohanim are able to eat it, at least when they're Tahar. And therefore, for them, it has significant value, maybe at times even close to market value. It has to be a discount because it's not, truma is not as usable as non-truma because you have to be careful only a kohen and only when you're tahar, but it has significant value. And therefore, something that's not usable to you, but's very usable to me, the give and take over there, supply-demand, kind of dictates the price, except that by Truma, that's not what's supposed to happen. Even indirect payment is not supposed to happen. You're supposed to be giving it as a gift to the Kohanim. So that was mentioned in relationship to our Mishnah, because in the Mishnah, the Kohen was willing to take the firstborn animal earlier than he's supposed to. He's supposed to be able to leave it by the Yisrael for a while in order that it should grow and be a significant gift. But he steps in and he wants it now because he wants to make sure that no other Kohen gets it. So in order to achieve the preference that he gets it, he's giving the Yisrael basically a discount of a number of weeks that the Kohen will tend to the animal instead of the Yisrael. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if the Kohen says, I want it now because I want to shecht it, even though it's not quite as prestigious an animal as we intended to wait for, so then that's okay. He's not promising any service in exchange for the gift of the Bechor. But we do have, in some cases, this concept of the Kohen offering his services and getting preference on the payment of the Kohen gifts. Amar Rava, Rava said, Terumas chutzah la'aretz, when you're dealing with the teruma of outside Eretz Yisrael, which we're taking midrabanon for whatever reasons, whatever applications, but being that it's rabbinic, ein ba mishum kohen ha-meseyeye beves ha-granos, this concern is not applicable. A leniency because it's only Teruma Drabonon. Rav Chama Yoev Le L'Shamei. Rav Chama gave the Teruma to his assistant, who was a Kohen, even though perhaps on some level it looks like a tip, a partial payment, because he's giving it exclusively to his assistant. But it's Teruma Drabonon, you don't have to worry about it. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Terumas chutzah la'aretz betela berov. Another leniency about teruma outside of Eretz Yisrael, being that it's only derabanan, it's nullified in majority. Regular teruma is very serious. It requires echad u'meya, 101. And over here, it's batel even in majority because it's rabbinic and follows different guidelines. Rabba mevatla barov ochalabi meitum aso. This has ramifications not only to the fact that a Yisrael would be able to eat the mixture, but as ramifications for Rabba, who's a Kohen, to be able to eat it when he's not tahor. It doesn't have truma status, being that it was nullified. Let's skip three lines. Va'omar Shmuel, and Shmuel said another distinction. Teruma schutza la'oretz ocha v'holech v'achakach mafrish. By teruma outside Eretz Yisrael, being that it's derabanan, you're allowed to eat as long as you leave off enough that you could take the teruma and still leave some behind. This is relevant in practical halacha by the case of taking challah, because challah is a type of teruma. And if a person, let's say, entered Shabbos and realized that it was forgotten to take the challah off of the loaves, so as long as you leave a portion over so that after Shabbos you can take the teruma, take the challah, that's going to work. And likewise, there are hashgachas outside of Eretz Yisrael, because it's teruma derabanan when you take challah, that they will perhaps allow a bakery, bagels, to do their thing, as long as they leave over some dough from which the challah gets taken. It may not be the ideal way, but this is a leniency, a difference when it comes to truma outside of Eretz Yisrael, being that it's derabanan. Again, the words of Shmuel, ochel v'holech, you can eat and proceed, v'achakach mafrish, and later on take the truma. V'omar Shmuel, and Shmuel said, ein truma, truma schutza la'oretz asura ela b'mi she'atuma yotza olav migufo. The truma of outside of Eretz Yisrael, this truma d'rabanan, only has the observance requirements that it cannot be eaten by a person who has tuma of an emission, of something that came out of his body. So examples of that are the emissions, Balkeri, Zov, Zava, Nida. But the fact that a person is a Tamei Mace, that he came in contact with a dead body, or was in the same building as a dead body, which is the norm nowadays, we assume that people are Tamei Mace, that doesn't bother us by Teruma Schutza La'aretz, and you could theoretically have a Kohen who is able to eat the Teruma, or in our case, we don't have Terumas Chutz La'aretz as a prevalent thing, but Challah, which has that status of Teruma, a Kohen who is not Tameh from an emission would be able to eat. So either a Kohen Katan, a child that did not yet have an emission, they're underage, or a Kohen that went to mikvah and therefore is no longer Tameh in a Tumah of Yatza Migufo, such a person would be able to eat the Teruma of Chutz La'aretz, even though they're Tameh Meis. We'll have to see why we don't do this, but that's another leniency of Terumas Chutz La'aretz. V'hani Mili, the Gemara continues, that only applies Ba'achila, that a person who's Tameh from an emission cannot eat the Teruma, or that example we're giving, Challah, which is a Teruma. Avo b'negiyah leslan ba, but touching it is not a problem. Again, unique to Teruma d'Rabbanon, outside of Eretz Yisrael, it has more lenient guidelines. Even the person with the emission, even though they can't eat it if they're Kohen status, but they could touch it. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, Hilkach, therefore, Nida Kotza Chala. A Nida, that's a person who has an emission. It's a type of emission. She's allowed to take Chala, that means touch it. The Ocha La Kohen Katon. And she could give it to an underage Kohen to eat it. And the same would be true for a Kohen Gadol, but someone that went to mikvah, and they would be able to eat it. This is brought in Rambam Hilchos Bikurim Perek Hei Halacha Yud Beis, and the practical ramification that we're bringing out on this in something we're familiar with is the case of Chala, and that's discussed in Yoredeh Shin Chaf Beis Hei, where this leniency indeed is outlined by the Mechaber of Ne'echeles Lekoton, Sha'adayin Lo Ra Keri, it could be given to a child that has not yet had an emission. The Shach writes, nowadays, our minig is not to give challah to the Kohen child, Mishum D'lo Mechaskinon Bezman Hazeh B'Kohen Vaday, because we're not entirely positive that the Kohanim are indeed Kohanim of valid lineage. And therefore, as much as we assume they're Kohanim, Kohanei Chazaka, Kohanim of assumption, and we'll give them the first Aliyah, and we even do Pidyon HaBen in that way, but to have them eat the Truma, that we don't do, and therefore the minig is that the challah is indeed taken. It has some of the leniencies that we described. For example, that you can eat and later take off the challah. But bottom line, as far as this halacha goes, is we do not give it to the Kohen, and instead it is burnt. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.